Begins with C. Are there pens? Ink pens that you could want to use in too.
Sure. I said clip. Isn't that it?
And the word I want you to say that you pronounce, I'm not going to say it myself. C-A-R-T-R-I-D-G-E.
Cartridge?
Yeah.
A cartridge is a bullet.
Oh, that's a bullet itself?
Yes.
Oh, silly.
That's not what
I thought it was the round thing that the bullets...
No. A cartridge is a round of ammunition. That is a single bullet.
Oh. Okay, that's right.
Better change that.
Yes. All right, what are some names for a prostitute?
Oh, hooker, whore, streetwalker.
Tell me the difference in all these names, or do they all describe the same type?
Okay. Let me think of the difference there. A hooker is just a slang term that would have no real meaning to me because it's just sort of a general thing.
Could it be high class then as well as low class?
How? Yes. Okay. Or it could usually be middle class. A streetwalker is usually low class.
That's a whore.
Well, a whore...
Whore.
To me now would just be any woman who would use sex as a means of gaining something, not necessarily money.
Okay, that's interesting.
Any other words you're looking for? How about nafki?
How about what?
Nafki. That's Yiddish.
Oh!
The Jewish word for whore.
Okay. I don't have any specific words down here, just whatever. What do you call them?
Well,
I don't really call them, you know.
It's got to come
maybe
up sometime.
Let me think. Well, probably, let me think now, because I've got a few living next door, and they're wonderful tenants. And $5 bills, too. In cash. They're not a day late. You know? Probably hookers.
Okay. What do you call the building where they all work?
Well, you could say whorehouse,
yeah.
But those are only in Nevada where they're legal.
Yeah.
Now they, you know, the at least if there are, I don't know about the madams and the you know the colonial mansion out in the woods where people go and drop their money and that type of stuff. Usually they're just girls with a job, you know. I mean, that's how I look at them. I don't discriminate against them in the least when I rent apartments. In fact, I'd prefer them. Another thing, I'd prefer to rent to homosexuals, too.
Why is that?
Because they're so used to being discriminated against that they're very paranoid about being thrown out. And face it, everyone wants a home where they can feel secure.
Yeah.
And so they make excellent tenants. They never cause trouble and they always pay the rent on time.
Does this go for men and women who are living together, too?
Oh, now that is, of course, in fact, I was very shocked. Shocked, in fact, that someone asked me, I was showing an apartment, and this girl said, what if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and my boyfriend's taking me home and he wants to come in for a drink?
Are you kidding?
No, that was my reaction. And I said, let me just put it bluntly. You know, we rent the place out and what you do is your own business. The only rule we have is that if an unmarried couple are living together, they both sign the lease just in case they, you know, like the girl may sign the lease and then they may break up and she leaves and he's still there. So I make them both sign the lease so they're both liable to fulfill the lease obligations. Otherwise, she may be in Timbuktu and he'd be living there tearing up the place, but he wouldn't be obligated to take care of it by a lease. But it would also protect him. But not only do I feel that way, but my father feels that way and has always felt that way, that,
killer.